A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, three intergalactic toads were born out of boredom by Rare Entertainment to fill the void that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sort of left.
If you felt that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did not rep Oxnard, California hard enough, this is your game.
Lords of the game, baby.
Into the flame, into the fire, with no regard for a thing but that I'm the lord of the game. I rule this empire.
All right, you're listening to Lords of the Game, and we are playing... What, Will?
We're playing Battletoads for the NES.
Yeah, which is kind of cool game. It's incredibly frustrating. It will make you mad.
How well do you think? It's kind of a hallmark of its age, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
It's not as timeless as the other games you've had.
Yeah, no, I think it is kind of timeless in a way. The gameplay is amazing. So yeah, let's get right into it. Two-player Battletoads. This is Trade West presents Battletoads. Of course, it was developed by Rare.
Can you give us a little bit of a background on the three toads that are...
Featured? Well, yeah, they're there to save... Well, in this game, you're here to save the princess... And is in Ragnarok's lair, and so you're the guy that you go back to press start, or else you can't play. Let's see if you can get in on this. Oh, it's just you playing. Damn it! All right, let's restart this again. Yeah, it's interesting because if you play player one, it starts you out automatically as a, okay. So let's both press start here, and I think we got it. Press start again. Okay. Yeah, so when that ship, you know, rolls in at the beginning of the game, it's this big eagle or falcon or whatever it is you're answering to. both players have to press start or else you're not going to both begin the game. And you fight these mean pigs. There's an evil queen whose name is something or other. I'll go back in and do a better intro about the background of this game. I can't think of it.
All your most beloved tropes are alive.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of the game is very appealing in that kind of Double Dragon-esque way. Double Dragon also owned by Trade West or published by Trade West. So that's how you're able to get the crossover game, Battletoads and Double Dragon.
And do you think this game would have anything to offer anyone who isn't like... pushing 30 or in their 30s and isn't blinded by nostalgia?
Oh, yeah, no. Getting, you know, I think especially the first level. I think the first level has a lot to offer anyone, you know, looking for a fun beat-em-up game. Yeah. Past the first level, it
gets
possibly the second, there's nothing. There's nothing fun about this game once you get to the turbo tunnel. I'll go to my...
Can you tell the listeners at home a little bit about this tunnel?
Yeah, it's a tunnel of doom. Oh, yeah, you had to... There's also a very crucial jump at the first stage over the waterfall. The turbo tunnel is just insanity, and it will drive you just mad trying to beat it. I had some luck with Andrew Ray Cordoba trying to beat that. And it's really cool about this game is it does all sorts of things. Like, at one... point in the game, you know, you're doing a beat-em-up, you know, and then this point in the game we're playing right now, you have to, it goes into like this target mode where you're throwing the items at the screen, at you, the player. It was shooting
balls.
Yeah, and we just beat him, so that's pretty easy
to
beat.
Things are looking up.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Down into the dark, battle jerks, and see how you fare against the retro blasters. So yeah, this woman who's the villain of the game is iconic in that she's hot.
It's like a rarity in action games.
Right, having a hot boss. In life. No, I don't know.
Well,
you often
Adam.
Get hot bosses. I feel like bosses in general are you know, their power is appealing enough, but in this one she also has big boobs and kind of like a dominatrix-y appeal. All right.
And the game has stopped.
And this is the point in Battletoads, in my copy of Battletoads, in which the game stops working.
Well.
How long did we get into this game? 4 minutes?
No one bets 1,000.
So. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening to Lords of the Game.
Keep on battling.
Into the flame! Into the fire! With no regard!